Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
Belaki Lila, oh, Belaki Lila.
And again, Alan! Okay, line one.
Now you're talking in. Are you good, boy?
Thank you very much indeed. Well done, everybody. Friday has begun. You hit that cowbell anytime you want, sunshine. Catherine, your rusty old shaker. It's a delight to see it again. And thank you. Live one, you're live on Talk Radio. What can we do for you this evening?
How you doing, Ian?
Very, very well. If music be the food of love, I'm shit-faced.
I like it like this.
Too late.
Remember?
Yes.
Remember, inflation in the nation don't bother me because I'm a scholar with a dollar, you can plainly see.
Flavor Flavor's called in. Wowzers, it's Chuck D. Biggie
now
Smalls.
You're talking, bro.
Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you tonight?
Just want to pop into you and just say, love your programme.
Oh, I love you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
You give me the highest time of my life.
Oh.
Keep it going.
Yes, ma'am.
Love the both of you. Catherine, you've got a sexy voice, and oh. You, Ian... You are the man.
Hey! Why have I not got a sexy voice, Mummy?
Mummy, why is my voice not sexy?
Some of us have got it, just some of us hasn't.
Someone who has got it is the Cadster, the Cadatollah Khomeini himself, Alan Caddick. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you, sir?
I was wondering, have you got the number for the Euro Millions? Because it's a big jackpot tonight.
Yes, I have got the number for the Euro Millions. It's 3.
Yeah, that's 1.
6.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
24.
Okay, and the 2 lucky stars?
69.
I think 69 was a lucky star.
Shut your face!
Very lucky.
And 1,042. How did you do?
Not even one number.
Oh, mate, that's unlucky, ducky. 03444499 with that 1,000. Slight problem with the phones. In as much as we can only have one person ringing in at a time. What that means is we can rack the calls up, but only one line rings at a time. Are they saying that's quiet? Mm-hmm. They're liars. They're liars. I tell you someone who's not a liar, though. It's a great friend, and it's great to have him back. It's Malky. Good evening, Malky.
Good evening. How are you doing, pal?
We're on the top of the world looking down.
Mine's is just a quick call, Ian,
yes,
right? I want to discuss Ian Lee tonight.
Okay. I like that guy. Whatever happened to that guy?
Well, I was seeing my pal on the train returning. I was telling him about... You remember your guy who phoned up and asked, was talking about Brexit, and then you mentioned the Beatles?
Yes.
I was telling that, and he said, that guy is the most hilarious man ever. He goes, and I went, I listen to him all the time. And he went, well, I'm going to be tuning in.
So yes, sir.
I just want to... Just
who is he? Who is he? Let's dedicate the show to this this guy.
Alan Perry,
stick it up your bum.
Ooh.
Alan, the show, Malky, is dedicated to the memory of Alan Perry. When did he die?
Yesterday.
Oh, it's a sad loss to the Perry family. Our thoughts and wishes and prayers are with the Perry family. And if Alan's spirit is somewhere in the ether, you're very welcome to communicate with us. Dans le sac. 0344. I haven't got a bit of paper. I haven't got anything, which is fine. 0344 499 1000. This stick is like a tiny parsnip. If you want to give us a call, it is, isn't it? You can't deny it. It's like a tiny parsnip.
He's talking about his scraper.
Those watching know. We have prepped nothing for the show this evening because Catherine was busy throwing up.
Yes, mate.
Are you pregnant with a baby?
No, I don't.
Is it
think
a baby
so.
In your belly that's making you puke?
No, I don't think so.
What is it? Rotten guts?
I don't know.
Have you got the trots?
I don't
know. Let me ask a few questions because, as you know...
I thought you got struck off.
Well, I technically, yes, but I still know they can't remove the knowledge from you. Number one, have you chundered?
Yes.
Vomited?
Yes.
Yes. Have you got the trots?
No.
Have you got tag nuts?
No.
Have you got any winnets about your person?
No. Can we move on from that? There's no fecal involvement.
I know what I am doing... Please leave it with me. Have you got any dangleberries whatsoever?
Yeah, one that's about 6'4", so it's opposite me. Yeah.
Hang on a minute. She's talking about me. Well, I'm not going to cure you then. In that case, the hex is put upon you and long may it last. Curses, hexes, bad luck, anything like that. We'll talk about that tonight. 0344 499 1000. You can ring in now, I think. Can they? Yes, they can. It's so confusing. You can ring in now, but we can only take one person at a time. Don't worry. It'll make sense. Here's my tip. If you're ringing in and you have the hold music for more than 90 seconds, you've not made it through the system. Put the phone down and try again. 0344 499 1000. Have you ever had a curse put on you by a gypsy? I say that in the truest sense. I'm not being offensive. Ever had a hex put on you? A curse? Bad luck? Anything like that? 0344 499 1000. Let's go to our friend of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been too long. It's only Stuart. Good evening, Stuart.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Stuart. What have you got for us?
Well, I just want to say thank you for doing the Periscope on the call I had with you last night. I've had a few people saying, can we have some headphones so we can listen to the callers?
Oh, the headphones are on.
Oh, are they? Oh.
Hang on a minute. The headphones, have I got the phone the right way? Yeah. Hang on, talk into it.
1 2 1 2, zip, zip, zip.
The headphones are on. What are you talking? The headphones are on, Big Stu.
Oh, I don't know then. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, now they're saying it sounds fine to them.
What can the matter be? The Periscope is on. Do not tell the bosses. We are literally, this isn't me being cute, we're actually not allowed to do it. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee if you want to watch the show in all its heavenly glory. Anything else, Big Stu?
No, that was...
Tutty bye. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000. So, ever had a curse, a hex, bad luck, just something put on you or your family? 03444991000. How did you combat it? Before the show, Catherine and I were watching the Tim and Eric movie, Billion Dollar Movie, and then we watched a little bit of Monty Python, and it got me thinking, sketch groups. I'm going to write... Let me just write down... the wrong answer that someone will tell us this, and this is the wrong answer, okay? And I will, when they say it, I'm going to hold it up and show you the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Sketch groups, troops, gangs that have made movies.
Oh.
Sketch groups. I've got a wrong answer down here that someone's going to suggest. When it does, let me get a klaxon sound effect, okay? When someone gives the wrong answer that I have predicted, then they're going to be hitting the ears with a nuclear klaxon sound. Sketch groups that have made movies. Have you got any, Catherine?
Thinking.
You do the obvious ones. The obvious one.
What, like Kevin and Perry? It was a spin-off.
That's
from
not
a sketch
obvious,
group
but that's
thing.
that's. I wouldn't class Harry Enfield and Kathy Burke as a sketch team because it was the Harry Enfield show.
Yeah, and Chums.
Terry Enfield. I don't know if I would include that. The obvious one I was thinking was Monty Python.
Oh right,
Monty Python.
Oh, all right. Okay. I was thinking beyond that.
Monty Python.
That
so
mentioned.
I've got some American ones. Kids in the Hall did Brain Candy. Tim and Eric did Billion Dollar Movie. And Mr. Show did a film that isn't really very good at all. In fact, quite often these films are never quite as good as the series. I would suggest Monty Python is the exception there that proves the rule. 0344 499 1000. Sketch troops.
All right.
Yep.
Modern one.
Yeah.
Horrible Histories movie.
Would you class them as a sketch?
I think it's a sketch
troop?
Show.
I'm putting it down, Catherine. I'm putting it down. Horrible Histories. Okay, I'm putting that down. Yeah, I'll have that. It's good. Sketch groups that have done movies. 0344 499 1000. There is a wrong answer that someone will phone in or will search, some idiot on Twitter will definitely suggest it. 0344 499 1000. It's a Friday night. Everyone's feeling all right, baby.
I'm not feeling all right.
Oh, Kath's got rotten guts.
And Dickie.
She wouldn't let me... all right, Dickie has got rotten guts. They've changed their name. She wouldn't let me question her. So, unlucky for her. Let's go to our good friend and regular caller to the show. It's Matt. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening.
Good evening, Matt.
It's my first time. Oh, I'm not a regular caller.
What I'm saying is I hope you will be with a snort like that. What can we do for you, Matt?
I've been seeing you struggle. I was watching the stream on Twitter.
Yes.
You've obviously got no idea where this is going, so I thought I'd phone in with my random suggestion.
OK, random suggestions. 03444 499 1000. What's your random suggestion?
There's a game we used to play when we were in the pub, which was football team is made up of strange collections. So it would be Muppets versus fags.
Fags? I don't think you can say fags anymore.
Fags. I mean, like, Benson and Hedges.
Oh,
would
my
be the
God.
Back
thank
row.
Goodness. Everyone breathe a sigh of relief. We're still broadcasting. I thought you meant doesn't matter what I thought. I apologise. Okay. So, Muppets versus cigarettes.
Yeah, Muppets versus cigarettes. Yes. Or you'd have a back line of beers, you know, Wood, Heineken, and Stella Artois be the Larry frontmen. Or yeah. Would you have, if it was cartoons, how would Scooby-Doo play against... exactly.
He'd be hiding behind the goalpost dressed as a sexy waitress.
Exactly.
Yep.
I don't know, you just... the comic implications are
endless. Are almost, yeah. almost beginning. I don't know anything about football. I saw a football match today. I went and watched my 7-year-old play. It was 2-2. It was great. And guess what, Matt? I've bought the greatest thing ever. And it only cost me £15. Yeah. It's a collapsible camping chair.
No, they're good.
Oh, mate, it's great. I go to football matches now. I can sit down. There's a drinks holder in it. Then when you're done, it folds up. Because I hadn't practiced taking it out. You take it out of the bag and then unfold it. And I thought, oh, God, I'm going to look like an idiot. No.
Do you know you can get a sofa, a collapsible sofa, in exactly the same style? It folds out as two people.
What?
Yep.
Wow, so this is it. What a world we're living in, Matt. Forget your robot cars and forget your bumming on Mars. I want collapsible sofas.
Yeah, they're good. If you're going camping, you've got a loved one, you're cuddling up, it's the fireplace, it's the...
I want a collapsible fireplace.
Yeah, well, that's another... I don't see any of those on sale yet, but the collapsible sofa is another level from your collapsible chair.
When was the last time you lit a firework?
I lit a firework.
Yeah, you personally. Last year,
we had a big thing at my friend's, and I was the man who had to light all the stuff and run away and tell all the children to just go away. This is going to be dangerous.
Yeah, and had you ever lit in a firework before?
No, I've watched my dad do it dangerously for years, going, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
And then it was suddenly my job, and I thought, actually, yeah, you're right. It is very scary.
What are you, 47?
Yes.
Boom! And, God, that made me feel good. I hadn't lit a firework until about 2 or 3 years ago, Matt, and I'd always been... We didn't really have fireworks at our house when I was a kid. We had 1 year, and it was a disaster, so we'd always go to the local park. And I hadn't lit one until my mid-40s. And when I lit one... My goodness, James, the power. I felt, kids, go and stand over there with your mother. Yeah. Isn't it sexy?
It is, it's fantastic. But you're standing there with some random Chinese product.
Yeah.
Very close to people that you love.
British culture.
And obviously people have had a drink.
Yeah.
So the adults aren't helping at all. They're going, you're the guy, go. And you're lighting some random blue fuse. And
you're lighting Chinese bombs. And if they ever decide to take over, you mark my words, the Saturday closest to the 5th of November, we're all going to blow ourselves up and then we're going to be invaded by the Chinese. I did one a couple of years ago with my boys and it went wrong. And I had to go, everybody inside. And we had to run in and shut the door. It may have been last year, actually. We had to run in and shut the door while this firework was zigzagging all over the garden. And my youngest was in tears.
And then you get the older guys. My dad did this thing for a while, saying, oh, I'm just going to the Elephant and Castle. I know this guy, you know, he'll get some special ones.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I don't know what we were lighting, but it may as well have been in some sort of, incendiary device.
Yeah, this is it, man. Yeah. Nuclear style. Matt, thank you very, very much indeed. I enjoyed that call. You're a firework lighter, Catherine.
I lit my first firework last year.
Oh, last year!
Which was, I think I'm probably the first female in our family ever to light a firework.
This is a great moment. How was it?
It was good. Pretty good. Feel pretty good about it still. And I feel like I've blazed a trail. And maybe I'll...
Well, I hope you don't, because otherwise that's where the problems are. If you start
next time
I'll
put it in a milk bottle.
There we go.
I have problems with the rockets, because you're supposed to... Well, some of them... It's not the rockets. It's the big, like, box. It's got, like, 100 things on it. You're supposed to bury it halfway into the ground. Well, I didn't do it. I just kind of pushed it into the mud a little bit, and that was the one that fell over. It then, the force of it blew it over, and...
It became a rocket launcher.
It became a rocket launcher. Everybody inside! It was just me and the two boys. Everybody in! Here we go! Shut the door, lock the door. Youngest is in tears. Nothing to stop me! Stop crying! It'll be fine! Fun times. Let's go to Chris. Good evening, Chris.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hey, Chris.
Get show troops who were brilliant in TV shows and then did a bit of a dud of a movie.
Yes, sir.
The League of Gentlemen.
Is that the one?
Oh, no, you're joking.
I would love you. I'd love you to tell me. What was the sketch show that the League of Gentlemen did, Chris?
The League of Gentlemen, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3.
That was kind of like the sitcom that was set in a village, yeah?
Oh, well.
Oh, well. You're not the first person to say that. There was one on... There was Gareth on Twitter also said the League of Gentlemen. Oh! And Pete says, the League of Gentlemen's Apocalypse, which definitely qualifies. This...
We've won the people's vote, then, haven't we?
Sorry?
We've won the people's vote, surely.
No, the people's vote. This is a bit of benevolent dictatorship. Benevolent what? Sometimes. Yeah. No, the League of Gentlemen was not a sketch show. It was
quite a lot of sketches, isn't it?
Yeah, that were tied together into a... I would call it sitcom.
I wouldn't call them sketches either. I'd call them vignettes.
This is dividing further and further.
But there's an overarching storyline, isn't there?
Well, I heard on a podcast recently, the definition of a sitcom is something that from the beginning of the sitcom to the end of the sitcom... Nothing changes by the end of the sitcom. The situation.
What podcast did you hear that on?
You're asking that. The Rule of Three podcast. It's really, really good. It's all about comedy writing.
Sounds very. Mate, nothing changes from the beginning to the end.
Well, how about the Office Christmas special?
Yeah, I have to say, I was listening to it.
That changes massively from the beginning to the end.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, Chris. It's been really nice talking to you, but it's been even better totally destroying you live on talkradio.co.uk.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
By the way, everybody on Twitter... who is saying that the League of Gentlemen is a sketch troupe, I'm reporting you. Reported and muted. So, stick it up your bum. We've got Alistair, we got Paul, we got Jack, but before all of those, we have the mighty... Oh, hang on a second, that's the wrong line. We have the mighty Martin!
Whoop, whoop.
Hello. Hello, mighty Martin!
I want to cheer up, right... That is Brexit, shitty Britain tonight. One joke, if you might mind.
What's your language? Okay, whoa.
I'm horrified.
She's a lady.
Okay. Right.
Let me lick your ears out.
No, it's fine.
Okay, it's a quick joke.
Sam, can I lick your ears out?
Okay. Maybe later.
Okay, thank you. Martin, please continue. I'm looking forward to this.
Right. That is a local paper boy, Alan.
Oh, God.
Walked into the hospital like...
Yes.
With six black stick horses inside his stomach.
With six what inside his stomach? Horses? Black horses?
Plastic horses inside his stomach. Alec.
If Alan is listening and wants... This is Alan's nemesis, Martin. If Alan wants to call back in, I will put you straight on, Alan, if you want retribution. What is it? Revocation? Right to reply.
Stomach condition.
Okay, where are you going, Martin? He's got six black horses in his stomach.
Sticks, plastic horses, yep. Alan Caddick. Oh, no, Alan was admitted to the hospital with six plastic horses inside his stomach.
Yes.
The latest news, he's in a stable condition, Alan Caddick. Oh, sorry, Alan.
Oh.
He's in a what?
Stable condition.
But he said stable.
I know.
Stable.
He said stable.
Stable.
He balls it up.
But you should see the size of his penis. Now, because horses have got big dicks. Alan has not called in, Martin, so it's 1-0 to you.
Thank God for that, Alan.
Thank God for that. Anything else, Martin?
Yes.
Oh.
Brexit is crap, man.
Thanks very much indeed. There we go. Brexit is crap now. Let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Jack.
Today's been a day from hell.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, I've just changed the mood.
Spit it out.
You know how you've got some days and they feel like they should be really good, but yes. Then they just go downhill.
Yes.
It went downhill.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you talk to your parents about this?
Yes.
Okay. And what do your parents say about this?
They support us.
Okay, good. Because here's the thing. I love our phone calls. I really enjoy chatting to you. I think you're a very intelligent, very witty, very kind young man. But I do worry that... Now, remind me, are you 14 or 15?
I am 15.
15 years old. Okay. It does concern me that a 15-year-old young man, such as yourself...
Yeah.
...chooses a late-night radio show to bare your soul and to share your woes, which you seem to have quite a lot of. You're very unlucky, I would suggest. And I just wonder if it would be more appropriate, because I can't do anything, right? All I can do is tell you that you're brilliant and that's it. I just wonder if it would be more appropriate to talk to those people who are nearest to you, like your parents, your teachers, your priests, I don't know, whoever the people are that are closest to you, that are real in your life, so that they could potentially help you put some changes into your life that mean that these things happen less often or they have less of an impact on you. Because... I can sit, me and Kath can sit and listen.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. It's slightly different, me giving advice, life advice, to a 15-year-old young man than it is to giving it to a 35 or a 45 or a 55-year-old old man. And there is a little part of me that worries. I am so out of touch with being a 15-year-old boy. I like to think I can remember it, but actually, I can't. And it's changed a lot in the last 31 years. And I don't know exactly where you are, and I don't know there's lots of factors in it I don't know. I worry that by talking to me, you are not talking to those that might be able to actually offer you practical help. Does that make sense?
Yes.
What are your feelings on what I've just said? Because I'm not having a go. I'm not telling you off or anything. But I just wondered what your thoughts were on what I just said.
That's very true. But the reason I did choose to phone into your show is because I did watch In the Jungle. And then I remember one night I just tuned in to talk radio and thought, that's Ian.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. And listen, I'm not... Please don't think for one second I am saying, Jack, for God's sake, man, don't call in. I'm not saying that at all. I love your calls. And you can share anything with us. Of course you can, right?
Yeah.
But I just worry that when you tell us stuff, you kind of think, well, that's that done. That's out there. And actually, I can't give you... I can't change anything in your life. But there are people around you that can change things in your life or can certainly help you see things in a different way. And here we go, I got it. I worry that you put too much faith in me to be able to, not solve, but certainly to be able to change in a positive way your situation, when really I'm just an idiot on the radio.
No, you're not.
Well, no, I am. That's always my job. I'm here to be I'm a fool, I'm a joker, I'm a jester. I'm here to mess around and wave, you know, a pig's bladder and swear in front of the king. That's it. And I just think that the problems that you've talked about are so continuous and so many that actually you, I feel that you might benefit from a fundamental change in your life, which you can only start to get if you really gather the help of your parents, of your teachers, of your friends, of, you know, your football coach, whoever these people are that are around you. I think that's the only way you're going to be able to start to make a positive change that will lessen the number of negative things you have happening to you, directed towards you.
Deep breaths.
Deep breaths. Catherine, deep breaths. Sam, deep breaths. Ian, deep breaths.
On the positive side...
Here we go, yes.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. When I've decided that when I'm older, I've decided that I might work down in London and talk radio.
I don't know if it'll still be going then, but TalkSport will be. You can work at TalkSport. You can go there. Well, that's something to aim towards. And listen, Jack, I feel that you're hearing me say, "Never call me again. I don't want to know." It could not be further from the truth. I enjoy your calls. I want you to call up. I want you to share stuff with us. I think it is important for a 15 is a really important age for a man. You're not a boy, you're not a man. It's this weird kind of hinterland between, you know, being a kid and being an adult. It kind of, one day you're a baby, you know, the next hour you're an old man. It really fluctuates. I remember that, right? This is a really important time in your development, and that bloke who stole the strawberries from I'm a Celebrity, A, he's not really a real person, but B, there are people closer to you who are better equipped to help you grab hold of your life and start pushing it in the direction you want it to go.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Have you ever lit a firework?
No.
Okay. I'm not telling you to light fireworks because you're underage. I am asking you, could you ask your dad to get a couple of fireworks for the back garden? I know they're expensive, but you can actually get a couple of good ones from Tesco for like a fiver. And ask him if you could light the fireworks.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Have you got a back garden?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he might let you do it?
No.
Ask him.
Okay, I will.
Ask him. And if he says no... fair enough. But I think even the act of asking him to do something that you think he's going to say no to, I think might be quite healthy for you.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I think the Holy Spirit just entered Jack's body through his nasal cavities. Jack, it's nice to talk to you, brother. Bless you. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.